Here's Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. And how are you?
I'm fine, I think.
Good.
I'm fine. You know, it's 31 degrees. We got about an inch of snow yesterday afternoon.
All right, on target.
Yep.
Yep. No surprises. That's what I like. That's why I wasn't too concerned about that system. And I'm not too concerned about today either. I think we'll wind up with a mostly sunny sky. There seems to be some flurries around right now and some cloud cover, but that's with a front. And I think it'll go by and you know, you may see a flurry or some clouds this morning. But overall, it looks like a mostly sunny, breezy, and cool day, 35 to 40. Clear tonight, 15 to 20. That's behind the front. Tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy, 35 to 40. Thursday, mild. Some rain or drizzle may develop and get the ice. That's not going to happen Thursday. We'll head for the mid-40s. You'll be in the 50s with rain heavy at times on Friday. Marshall doesn't like that. And the weekend, to me, poses a mess. I think we'll have rain Saturday, but I don't think it will end as rain. I think the rain inevitably will go to sleet and then snow. The question is, how much of the moisture is spent in the mild air as compared to the cold air? And we still don't have answers to that. But I can tell you that the weather can get very tricky on Saturday as a very sharp cold front goes through. And come Sunday, we will be in the 20s again. So cold weather, Arctic air returns. It won't be as bad as the air mass we had right now, but it will return Saturday night and Sunday.
And now let's go over once again this scenario of rain to sleet to snow. Now, first of all, you know, I want you to know, Jill's birthday is coming up, you know.
It's coming up. Jill's birthday is coming. When is Jill's birthday?
Friday.
Okay.
So we can't have bad precipitation on Friday. But
well, you're not going to have bad precipitation, but you're going to have plenty of heavy. It's going to be heavy rain.
Yeah, I tell you.
Heavy rain. So.
So now, the heavy rain is going to be Friday.
Right.
And now Saturday and Sunday, break it down for us once again about when it possibly changes from rain to sleet to possibly snow.
Well, the rain continues Friday night.
Yep.
And when you wake up Saturday morning, it should still be raining. And then sometime after 8 or 9 o'clock Saturday, the rain will transition over to ice and then perhaps snow before it quits later in the day. No telling how much we're going to get on that.
I was
going
to say,
it's just so hard to say because we don't know the timing.
Where's the storm coming? What's the timing and stuff like that?
It's a cold front with a storm associated on the cold front. That makes it even worse. Get the drift here.
Yep.
Because the models are all over the place with the positioning of the low, and that is definitely going to be the key. Does the low go from West Virginia to Vermont, or does the low go from West Virginia to New York City? That makes a world of a difference. When I look at the raw data from the computers, they have no idea what's going on. And why don't they? Because let me tell you what they're saying. This is the raw data. 45 for the high on Saturday, and they have, as precipitation, they have rain, and then under the snow column, they have 1 to 2 inches. Well, how could you get 1 to 2 inches if you're forecasting rain at 45 degrees? So that's problem number one. Problem number two is on Sunday, they have our low as 22 and a high of 29, and they have us in snow again on Sunday, and they give us 1 to 2 inches. So they're saying 2 to 4 inches, but I don't know how they get that with Saturday. So they're just not computing, and that's really where the problem lies.
So it's going to be whether or not this thing forms a low off the coast and throws more moisture into the cold air.
Basically, it's how much moisture is spent in the mild air before the cold air gets you.
Okay,
that's really what it comes down to. Yep. So, but you have no problem to the city and back today. Weather should be nice.
Should be beautiful. Should be nice for a stroll in the park.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. So good luck there. I wanted to ask. I wanted to tell you one thing, and ask you a question.
Okay.
Did you hear? Well, actually, two questions we're going to ask you. Did you hear about the new sized TV coming out?
Which is the new size or supposedly a new format? Which one is it now?
Well, it's a new size. I forget who's putting it out. I know Samsung is making a TV that rolls up. You heard about that?
That's been available for about a year to really, really, really wealthy people.
Oh.
But it's going to be coming out more commercially. Yes, I have heard that. It's thinner than a credit card, and it rolls up. Absolutely.
How much is the price tag on that?
Oh gosh, who knows? It's got to be in the thousands.
Okay, well, I forget who came out with the TV. 147 inches. They didn't put a price on it yet.
147
inches, and it's used, they say, in movie theaters, but 147 inches. Is that incredible or what? Must be huge. It's got to be huge.
It's Samsung. Yeah, it's Samsung.
Is it Samsung?
It's Samsung. 8K then, upscaling, 146-inch TV, A1 powered. That's what it is.
They don't give a price, though, right?
Let's see here.
I bet you something like that's going to go for like $30,000.
It's going to be expensive, but it won't be long before it comes down. It's in your house. I'm trying to see here. Let me just see if I can find out what the price might be. Okay, Samsung announced a 34-foot 4K LED TV. 34 feet, yep. They don't say what the price would be, though. They don't say. That's big.
Jeez. I don't think my house would hold that, that's for sure. But the other question I had to ask you was with using audio and Cooletta Pro. I was going to call you back yesterday, but I just got a little too busy with the snow coming in and all of that. Is it possible that the microphone I'm using is causing that little bit of emptiness or echo in the background?
Now, do me a favor.
Yeah.
How far are you from the mic right now?
I'm right here.
You're right on it?
I'm right on it.
It sounds to me like there's another...
Well, no, the mic that I'm speaking to you on, completely different mic.
Okay.
Completely different mic.
See, like, go to the mic you're speaking with me on.
Right, okay.
Now
I'm on it.
Now, you're much closer to that than you have been.
Yes, that is correct.
That sounds beautiful. You see, with the other way you talk, there's a little bit of an echo.
Right. I get back like this, there you go.
Yeah, so get close to the mic. Now, if you've got an echo on the other mic...
Right, you think it's the same reason?
Same thing, because it's a directional mic. You got to get right. Watch here. I'm about 6 inches away from the mic now. Okay.
Right.
You hear me? Now here's where I regularly talk on the mic.
Yeah, I can see the difference.
So it's a directional mic. So you have to get right on top of the microphone.
Okay, and there is no way to add bass to Cooletta Pro, is there?
Yeah, there is.
Where would I go for that? Because I tried everything.
Now, there's the settings. There's a setting where you can go to an equalizer, and I can walk you through that.
Okay.
I can walk you through that. But if you get close, like if you get back close to the mic now with me,
yeah,
it adds bass to it. And if you get close to the mic with them, it'll add bass back to it because it's a directional microphone.
Okay, then I will try that, and you could let me know tomorrow whether or not that worked.
Yeah, what I'll do is when I'm... if I have time, like normally when I get to the city, I have to wait about 20 minutes in the car, so I can park for free. Maybe I'll give you a buzz and just give you a little tutoring on how to add bass.
Yeah, there's only one problem. What time would that be?
That would be in between 12 and 12:30.
At that point, I will be at Inglewood Hospital taking the stress test.
All right. Well, then.
I think my hands will be full, right?
I think your hands will be full. That's right.
I figured that.
A stress test. Well, it's good you do that because otherwise you'd be under stress with me trying to teach you.
Well, I don't know about that. I'd rather be doing that. But
now,
okay.
Are you going to do the stress test where they put you on the? Is it going to be a chemical stress test, or is it going to be the one where you get on the walking thing and you do it like that?
Both.
Both. Okay.
Both.
All right.
Yep.
Well.
So I'm trying to get everything done early today so that when I get there, which of course is 12 o'clock, I'm sure I'm going to be there. 3 or 4 hours.
Easily. Yeah. Well, have a good stress test today. I'll have a good trip to New York, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Yeah, I hope you have a stress-free ride.
Okay, Pat, take care.
Okay, bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.